Let's see if we can try to figure out the discussion over whether the U.S. government might nationalize the banks. This debate is usually presented as an either-or proposition. Either the government takes over banks to keep them from becoming insolvent, or it leaves the banks in private hands. The Obama administration, though, seems to be working on a subtler approach, somewhere between the two. NPR Planet Money correspondent Adam Davidson has been reading the signs and is here to tell us what he's learned. Adam, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you, Steve.
So what is the administration saying?
Well, the official word is pretty clear. We, the Obama administration, we don't think it's a good idea to nationalize the banks. In fact, I spoke to Secretary of Treasury Tim Geithner recently, and it was pretty clear. Can you just lay out why is nationalization, why do we keep hearing that is not an option, that is not where we're going?
It's not the right strategy for the country for basic practical reasons that our system will be stronger if it remains in private hands, with support from the government to make sure those institutions can play their critical role going forward.
Okay, Adam Davidson, that seems pretty straightforward. So why do people keep talking about nationalization?
Well, what I notice is every time an administration official or a Fed official talks about nationalization, they say it's not the right strategy. It's not how we think it should happen. I have not heard definitively we are not going to do it, take it off the table. And they know that finance people all over the world are pretty sure that it's heading in the direction of nationalization. So that's why I, like many, many people, think it's at least on the table.
Okay, well, why aren't they just doing it?
Well, you know, first off, it might be a genuine belief that their staff economists just believe it's the wrong strategy. I find that not 100% convincing because many of their colleagues in academia say, no, no, it clearly is a preferable strategy, or at least it should be very much on the table. There is huge political reasons not to nationalize. The way I picture it is the day they say we're going to nationalize, you have Republicans saying, see, that's socialism. But then you have Democrats. Many prominent Democrats are from big urban areas with strong banking interests. They're very close to Wall Street. Wall Street and the big banks do not want nationalization because it basically means taking their money and kicking them out of a job. So the day you announce it, you have big political problems, and that's got to be a reason not to announce it.
Okay, so if there's a little lack of clarity in what they're saying, what does it look like they're actually doing?
Well, this is what we're trying to figure out. Now, I do talk to people off the record in the administration, and they tell me we won't even talk to you off the record in any way about nationalization because we are so frightened about setting off a global bank run. You just can't even have a discussion about it. So we have to look out from the outside and try and figure out what they're thinking. One guy who does that for a living is Sean West. He's an analyst of U.S. political scene for Eurasia Group. And he presented his theory to me, which has a lot of compelling points to it.
Rather than actually talking in language of nationalization, the government has opened the door to increasing ownership of these banks. It allows them to take ownership of banks as necessary, to say not have to do it if the banks are able to pay back their loans. So it's not requiring nationalization.
Adam, that actually sounds a little bit like what's happening. Take over a little bit of Citigroup. If that doesn't work, take over a little more.
Exactly. What he points out is these stress tests you've heard of and the capital that the government is making available. Basically, what they've set up is a system where the banks can nationalize themselves effectively, which gives the Obama administration tremendous cover. They can say, oh, we've been telling you all along this is a lousy strategy, but it turned out it was the only thing we could do. Here's Sean West again.
Taking a 36% stake in Citigroup, that's huge. And by doing it incrementally instead of, say, taking it over, they're able to kind of deflect scrutiny of it.
Adam Davidson, I just want to speculate here for a moment. So many people talk about the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt, who famously improvised his way through an economic crisis. Is it possible that the administration is also improvising its bank policy as it goes along, trying to feel its way toward the best solution?
Absolutely. I mean, no one has ever faced a crisis like this. It would be shocking if they weren't improvising. To some degree, they're making it up as they go along day after day.
NPR Planet Money correspondent Adam Davidson. Adam, always good to talk with you.
Great to talk to you, Steve.
And you can find the Planet Money blog or download the podcast at npr.org.